Hey everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host Scorpio. Today I want to talk about businesses that try to scam. And we definitely need to be aware and to be beware of it. So this is the thing, there are some businesses out there that makes themselves look so good. When you're going through the process of getting ready to work for the company, everything is fine and dandy. But then when it comes to the money part, some of these businesses, I just found out, they would ask you for your login information. Now, this is what just happened to me. So I am on a site called Polywork. Polywork is a website where people of all walks of life, different professions, they can come on this site and collaborate with other people, or they can use the site to either find people whom they want to hire for jobs, or speak on podcasts, just a lot of different things, right? So I received an email, I received a message from some guy, and they said they were looking for someone who had experience in data entry. And I have over 20 years experience of doing data entry work. And so they told me that the pay was $50 an hour and $20 an hour for the training, right? So this is the thing. They told me I had to create an account with American Express and create an account with Discover. Now, I couldn't understand why I had to have two accounts, but I mean, it is what it is. So then after I had gotten all that established, first it was, they had sent me a check for $1,900 so that I can buy the equipment that was needed for training and what I needed for use. So the equipment would have been the training materials, the a 4-in-1 printer / fax machine, a 4-drawer cabinet, a desk, and a laptop. And they were going to pay for it. So first they emailed me a $1,900 check. I went to the library, printed it out, and then all of a sudden now, instead of letting me just deposit the check that they had sent me, now it's, they want my banking information, my login information. And when I asked them, why would they want my login information? Because no business of any sort asks people for their login information. If anything, people are going to give their routing numbers and their account numbers for direct deposit to be paid. Not giving them login information so that they can have access to the accounts. That's not how it works. And when I asked this man the question, he couldn't even give me a direct answer. So I respectfully declined the job because, number one, as I told him, I am not going to give my banking login information to anybody. That's not how a business operates. And I told him now it seems skeptical because they're asking for that information. And all he can tell me is, oh, don't worry, you are fine, we are not trying to hurt you. No, that's suspect. And then he tried to use, oh, well, I'm a Christian and I believe in God. You are not going to use being a Christian as an excuse to try to get me to stay in on something that I'm not comfortable with. So I just told him, just a while ago, I told him, since he can't give me a direct answer to the question that I asked, which was, why do they need my banking information when if they're doing an ACH transfer, all they need is a routing number and an account number. And I even showed him the information. I gave him some information off of Google showing the requirements of doing an ACH transfer. And then I asked her, where in there does it say that I have to give you my login information? Up until now, he still has not even answered my question. He still hasn't even answered my question. So, I mean, I have other businesses anyway, so I'm not worried about money, but this would have been, it sounded so good. This would have been made some great added income. But because he sounds so scammy, I can't do this job. The moral of this that people need to learn is that when it comes to businesses, it doesn't matter what type of business it is. No business is ever going to ask you for your banking information. No business is ever going to ask you for your banking information. Just remember that. The only thing you will need is your account number, your bank account number, and your routing number. If you are doing direct deposit, that is it. They don't need your login information. They don't need to have access to get into your account. And they definitely don't need it to transfer money. All they need is the routing number and the bank account number. It's sad that businesses will try to scam people and think that people are, I guess there are some people that are naive or people that fall for the okey-doke. But I kept telling them, because I kept questioning them this whole entire time that I have been in conversations with this person. I kept questioning them on the things that they were doing because it did not seem right to me. It didn't seem right to me. And all they were trying to do was to get me to continue on and just follow their directions and I should be good. Now, like I said, I was still skeptical. But the final straw is the fact that he told me that he needed my banking the account department needed my banking information. Now, he gave me a website. The company is a paint company. But the problem with that is I went under the careers section and I typed in data entry. There is nothing in there that said data entry jobs. All I saw was data analysis, IT specialists, and so forth. There was nothing about data entry. Nothing. So I want everybody to beware when you are talking to somebody, doesn't matter what business they come from. But if you're talking to someone who is in the hiring department or a general manager and they want to hire you, ask questions. If you hear them asking you for your banking information, your login information, don't take that job. Businesses and companies do not need your banking information. So I just want to come on here and just make people aware of how some businesses are scamming people. Nobody needs to have any type of access to your bank account at all. And you know, it's so sad because I asked this man, well, how long do you need to have access to my bank account? And then I asked him, is this going to be throughout me working for the company? Because I told him I wasn't comfortable giving my login information. I wasn't going to do that. I told him no. But he just would not answer my questions. And that really is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. But I wanted to make people aware. I believe the name of the company is called PPG. It's a paint. It's a paint or some type of art company. Watch out for them. I don't know how many other accounts that they have as far as job websites and stuff, but beware. Just beware. Do not associate yourself with this business, because they will ask you for your banking information. They will. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I will be coming back with another podcast. Bye for now.